Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The economic impact of the horse industry has been tallied, the final phase of the Kentucky Equine Survey that's been several years in the planning. Jill Stowe, UK Ag Economics Associate Professor and Director of the UK Ag Equine Programs.
The total economic impact of the equine industry last year was $3 billion, and over 40,000 jobs in the state were due to the presence of the equine industry. Those two numbers are pretty significant in looking at the impact that this industry has on the state.
She credited the Kentucky Horse Council and many others helping bring together the financing for the survey with findings she did not find surprising.
Not really. You know, with having so little data on the industry, I honestly didn't have any preconceived notions of what any of these numbers would look like. I feel really confident in the survey methodology that we used, and I think we got some numbers that we can really stand behind.
So now there is a clear-cut big picture, and perhaps just as important, 120 smaller pictures.
I think one county that contacted me was looking into trying to get a horse show facility built and looking at the number of horses in the area and how many are used for competition. I think that data was going to be used in helping those efforts.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new job? Trying to find job training? The Kentucky Career Center is the place to start for job searches, applying for unemployment insurance, and much more. Employers, if you're looking for good workers, the Kentucky Career Center is the place to post your job openings. And it's all free. Two ways you can find the Kentucky Career Center. Look for the new signs in your community or log on to KentuckyCareerCenter.com. The Kentucky Career Center, the center of your success.
Paid for with federal funds.
We're back with Jill Stowe, Director of UK Ag Equine Programs, as economic impact numbers are available from the new equine survey. She says the variety of data available is impressive and useful at the state and county levels.
The predominant use of horses in the state and almost every county is trail riding, and that might provide some support for more trails to be built. We have business owners or entrepreneurs that might be able to expand or start a new business in their county based on the number of horses and where they're located. So we anticipate that these county-level data will have a big impact. And I've had a number of people from different counties contacting me looking for this sort of information for different projects that they're working on. So it's getting used already.
Online, you can do a search for that economic impact data using Kentucky Equine Survey. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.